What's up, everyone? Welcome back to Locked On Sharks, the premier podcast, hockey podcast, covering your favorite team in the Bay Area. Very tired. I went snowboarding for the first time today. I'm taking it up this summer. JD, you got to do all the heavy work. You know, like every once in a while when there's like the Robin episodes of Batman and he's like the focus, this is all you this time. That was less mean than I intended it. That sounded more mean than I intended it to be. But anyway, I'm really sore. My butt hurts. Apparently my brain doesn't work either now. Well, snowboarding is hard.
The brain is stored in the ass.
Your Locked On Sharks, your daily podcast on the San Jose Sharks. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
You did the music drop so stealthily this time, I didn't know it was coming. So I'm just yelling about pee and balls. Ah, that's awesome. I'm your host, Kyle Demetrius. Back with me, as always, is my co-host, JD. I shouldn't say my co-host anymore. Anyway. The Oakley to my Smith. Those are snowboarding things. Snowboarding theme day. That's why my hair looks like this.
My hair looks like it always does anyway.
Yeah. What shirt are you wearing today?
A Hurley shirt.
Oh, big Hurley guy this week last week.
My two Hurley items have both been on display. Yeah, this week.
So. I noticed when we did some interviews, you wore the Locked On shirt the one time. Yes. It's like aggressively green.
Got it. Yeah.
Just like, oh, okay. Well, anyway. Happy birthday to JD's child. He turned 4.
Yeah.
JD's had sex at least twice.
Can confirm.
We know that much is true. Anyway, happy birthday to him. I'm sure it was great. 4-year-olds love birthdays. Did you get a cake?
Yes. Steph and I made a cake. But like his birthday was a construction theme because he's 4 and every kid, like every 4-year-old likes construction.
Big Bob the Builder guy?
Yeah, not Bob the Builder, but he just likes construction stuff, you know. But like, she was trying to ice the cake, but it was like store bought icing, and it was just kind of wrecking the cake. And I was like, I got this. So I like took the displays and made it look like it was a little construction scene on the cake. So like the cake, it's all kind of destroyed, but like it's like they're building it. Yeah. So
nice.
My creative.
Did he appreciate that in his own? Oh,
he was just like, oh my, yeah. He was. Cake, I want cake, yeah.
And then you pumped him full of cake and he was on a sugar high for hours?
He was just playing with his toy. Yeah, he was up way past his bedtime today, but good for him. So
only if turned 4 once. If you only, it's true. Yes. If you hear any screaming children in the background.
I think he's about asleep, but yeah.
So. You never know. Kids are crafty like that. They'll just wake up and be like, I'm here to ruin your night.
Yes. They're really, especially because like our stairs, there's like a kind of a wall, like a half wall for it. It's like they'll just peer over the stairs. Just
yeah, like, it's all creepy. Like they're in there in the woman or something. You're just like, oh, God. Speaking of peering over the edge of things, the Sharks are peering over the edge of a complete disaster.
It's getting
they suck.
Yeah, it's brutal.
We thought it would be boring to recap the Capitals game because we recapped Avalanche and Winnipeg. And
go listen to one of those and replay.
And what was the last one they just played?
Who
knows? Where they're getting smacked around the whole. Oh, St. Louis.
Yeah. Just so, yeah, replace Kyrou with Ovechkin, and you've got yourself. Yeah.
Oh, sure. Yeah, you can go back and listen to one of those if you really want a recap of the game. But the Sharks are not in a good spot right now, so we figured it'd be better to do a state of the team. Much like a state of the union, but we're not part of the union. We're just outside observers. We're going to do a little state of the union, see what's going on, and kind of figure out where the Sharks are because they played, 18 games now?
17? 17, yeah.
Nick Bonino still doesn't have a point.
Tonight's the night, though. That's my fourth line Nick Bonino's going at it.
The preview for the Carolina game is hold on to your butts. Yeah, JD just did a crossing symbol. That's even better. But I think the big news coming out of the weekend is Jonathan Dahlin separated his shoulder. He left the game, came back, left the game. And now reports are, as of the recording this Sunday night, The reports are is that his shoulder is he's out for the Carolina game, but they're hoping to have him back midweek. So he's more day to day than anything,
which is a blessing. Massive. If that's yes,
massive. He's the did you know he's the co-leader in goals?
I did. Yes, our sweet Swedish boy that we have been pining over for a long time. It's finally happening, Kyle. But yes, when I saw the injury, because it was like it looked like he got his like arm stuck in the net, and then he got pushed, and it looked like he popped it out. And you never know with those, you know. And it was a good sign that he came back to the bench. I think it was one that was like they probably popped it back in. He's like, "Oh, I'm good," and he gets out there and kind of gets hit or skates around for a little bit. And he's like, "Oh, I'm not good." So
I can't feel my stick. Yeah, is that bad?
Better to be cautious, especially with a young player like this, where you don't like, you know, and, look at like
Tarasenko, one of their best players.
Yeah, look at Tarasenko, you know, on the Blues, who's had shoulder injuries for what 3 years now, basically, and he's just getting back to being himself again. So, mm-hmm. you know, it's something where you want to, especially when a shooter like Dahlin, you want to make sure that you're careful with this. And I'd rather them be overly cautious, and especially what's soon going to be turning out to a lost year, where yeah, you don't wanna...
Is that where we're going? Is that, are you putting that claim out there?
It's trending that way. So, but yeah, you don't want to rush him out there for, you know, and then like we saw Couture last year, who's basically was dragging around on, you know, for half the season last year. It's not worth it. So let him get healthy.
No, it is not. I think once you separate your shoulder, it's much easier to separate it again, which is an issue. So you don't want to mess around with that. But a big thing here is that the Sharks are on a razor's thin edge when it comes to this kind of stuff, because if they lose Dahlin, they're losing one of their best players, and they've already sent Eklund back. Regardless of what you think his play was, if he warranted going back or not, he was still one of the better guys.
He's still a top nine guy. Yes, and yeah. Playing a top six role.
And when you have somebody like Nick Bonino, who's gone pointless,
seems bad.
See, it is bad. I don't really think like Matt Nieto is out here burning down the league either. We can just take a quick little. Oh, the Sharks are falling so far. So if you go to player stats, let's see here. Timo has 15. Logan Couture has 14. Timo has 15 in 12 games. What a boss. Burns has 12. Hurdle has 11. And then you get down to Dahlin has 9. So Hurdle and Dahlin both have 7 goals. Carlson has 8, and then you got Rudy 7, Barabanov 7, Ferraro 7. Cogliano's a regular. He's got 4, but that's not really his role. Yeah. LeBanks only got 4 in 11 games. That's rough. Weatherby has 4. Vlasic has 3. Notice I still haven't said some of these guys' names.
Yep. Nicholas Merkley, who's played a whopping 7 games, has 3.
Yeah.
Aiden Hill has 2.
Matt Nieto has an assist in 10 games.
Yeah.
Nick Bonino Aiden has Hill 0 has points. 2.
Aiden Hill has 2 assists.
Really?
Yes. I mean, you got him in the same game, but still, that's 2 points.
Lane Pettersson's played 11 games and has 0 points.
Yep.
Jonah Gajewicz, not really his role, but again, he has 1 point in 10 games.
But he's been knocking on the doorstep with Eric.
Yeah, it's similar to Dahlin. Dahlin should have like 12 goals by now.
Yeah.
But as we went down that list, it became apparent that they're missing the scoring, and losing Dahlin would be really bad.
Yes.
Where were you watching the game?
I was watching it from the comfort of my home on my TV. But if you're in need of kind of revamping your TV, I would recommend DirecTV Stream. Does it sound familiar to you? You've got one device, watch the game live. Another lets you stream your favorite shows, one to watch sports highlights on your phone, and you've got your neighbor's best friends logging for the good stuff. I want to tell you a simple way to get all your entertainment you love without the hassle, and a great way to finally get your TV together. It's called DirecTV Stream. It brings your live TV and on-demand favorites together like never before, so you can watch your favorite sports, movies, and shows all in one place. That means no more juggling remotes, no need to buy another device ever again, and the best part, there's no annual contract. So get rid of the clutter and the confusion and get your TV together with DirecTV Stream. You can learn more at DirecTV.com. That's DirecTV.com. Compatible device required. Content varies by package.
I wasn't texting the Aussie girl during that ad read. I was actually looking at Simpsons shitposts.
I was reading things. I didn't even see it. So, yeah.
People notice that I'm always looking down at my phone or texting. Sometimes it's work. Rarely is it work. I have boundaries. Usually it's just texting a girl because that happens. Yeah. Let's move on.
Anyway.
But with the machinations, with the shitty, like, there's no two ways around it. Nobody should have watched the last 2 weeks of Sharks hockey and been like, man, that team is on the cusp of the playoffs. There's just no way around it. I think Nick Bonino having 0 points is just massively bad.
Yeah.
Like, I know he wasn't brought in to be super point man, but like zero?
Zero is bad, especially when you've been playing a third line role and you've been on the power play as like the net front presence guy.
Moved up for a couple games to first line.
You know, that? Yeah,
you're first line Nick Bonino.
First line winger Nick Bonino, you know, and it's like, Nick Bonino has been averaging 17 minutes a night, all situations. Like, and you haven't got, like, you haven't fallen into a point at least at this rate. It's kind of, you know,
Willie Eklund would still be on this team if Nick Bonino could fall into some points.
Yes.
But the Sharks obviously have taken note of that. So with Dahlin being out, they shook up the lines. This is as of Sunday morning. They went with Couture between Meyer and Rudy.
Rudy. The Jack, yeah. Jack of all trades, master of none, Rudy Balcers.
I think Barabanov should be up there, but I think they're probably trying to keep the Barabanov hurdle combo alive.
Yes, I they work really well together. So I get
we have an awesome line coming up here for line two.
I love this line.
Hurdle between Barabanov and Noah Gregor.
Noah Gregor.
The return.
Noah Gregor was a monster Saturday night.
He's also been a monster in the AHL.
Yeah, he's been very, very good with the Cuda. I think he has like a 6-game point streak or something like that before coming up. He's been a monster down there, and it's, you know, like, was this close to, you know, he had a crossbar and was doing a lot of positive stuff. You could definitely see his speed, and I think especially on that line with Hurdle, who's not the most fleet of foot, I like that combination of having, you know, somebody really fast who can shoot with Hurdle, and then Barabanov can kind of do a little bit of everything too. So I really liked what I saw out of Gregor on Saturday night, and I think give him another shot on the second line. So
yeah, and I think it's the logical person, unless John Leonard came back out, because you don't really, none of the fourth line or third line guys are really suited for that role.
No.
Kevin LeBanc is, but he's in the doghouse.
Deservedly. Clearly. Yes.
Yeah, clearly. Because the third line, the Lord has risen the ranks.
Not religious. He's just
Not ascend to heaven with Jesus out of the rocks. Yes. He ascended the ranks of the court.
Yes. He's gained,
the
king's favor.
yeah, he curried favor. I like curried favor.
That's a good one, too.
The Lord has curried favor with Bob. He's moved up to third line center. He's between, this is gross, though, Nieto and LeBanc. Poor Jasper. That's what he gets.
Remove the stone of shame and attach the stone of triumph to Lord Jasper.
Honestly, he'd probably be better off playing with Cogliano and Gadjevich, right?
But Kim and Gadjevich do have a nice little chemistry together. So, but yeah, I mean, at this point, though, like, whatever, man, I'm all for shaking up the bottom six. And
when do we get top six, Lord?
Oh, I think Hurdler or Couture have to be out for that. But unless top they just want to like super stack, just like Couture, Meyer, and Hurdle all in one line, and let's.
What if they put the Lord on the wing instead of Gregor, move Gregor to third line or fourth line, and put Bonino at 3C? The Lord, Hurdle, and Barabanov.
Well, what we really need is the Lord, Hurdle, and Rudy just for all the vibes. Just yelling stuff constantly.
Oh, man, we would just lose our minds. The fourth line is Bonino, who has been demoted to the fourth line because, again,
0 points.
Yeah, I know we're not like big, you know, points or everything, but
points again, do matter.
You do have to score at some point. Yes.
Yeah, exactly. And so Bonino's between Cogliano and Gadjevich. Jeffrey Veal was on that line as well, but he's not playing. Bob said that he needs to get some games in the AHL before he gets another Sharks game, which makes sense. He hasn't played since like October 4th or something like that.
Yeah.
So top line, Rudy. Second line, Gregor. Third line, Lord. Fourth line, Bonino. Also, what happened to Nick Merkley?
Yeah.
What are we doing? Why can't Nick Merkley get a shot in here? Like, Matt Nieto hasn't been good.
No, Matt Nieto has not been good. Yeah, like
he's got 1 point in 10 games.
Yeah, Nick Merkley, like he was, I thought he was looked really good out there in his limit with his Sharkuda time, and I would like to see more Nick Merkley. We, you know exactly what Matt Nieto is. His offense has dried up because it was, I'm going to play defense.
It's the Atacama out there.
Yeah, it was like his whole thing was, I'm going to play good defense and you might get some points for me. And now it's just, I'm going to play good defense and I'm going to be zero.
Is he even offense. Playing good defense? Like, his defense isn't so good that he can't be replaced.
Yeah, it's like, it's very Melker Carlson, right? Where it's, you're getting like that 40.
Don't put that evil 40, into the world.
Yeah, 40 degree day every day. Or would you rather like get some offense and maybe struggle every once in a while? So that's, he's Melker Carlson 2.0 right now. So, sorry, buddy.
It'd be nice Kyle if Levesque came back to life.
Yeah. Where's the thing? But yeah, and it looks like the defense is going to be the same. So I think, how close are we to a Vlasic like benching?
Vlasic Simic or Vlasic Hataka?
Just Vlasic. Because Vlasic's.
No. Like, wait, what are the defensive lines?
Simic. So it was, on Saturday, it was Burns Ferraro, Middleton Carlson, and Vlasic Simic. And Simic looked pretty decent. So like you could definitely tell he had the, you know, I need to play or else I'm not going to be playing again. So he looked pretty decent on Saturday, but Vlasic, man, it's just,
it's gone.
It's gone, buddy.
Do you think it's because he needs to eat more?
You know, he might need to look at changing his diet. That might be, at this point, might be worth a shot.
What do you think he can do?
If I was him, I would swing over to built.com. Go check out Built Bars, especially for Friday.
Yeah, they're having a Black Friday sale. Tons of surprises. Lots of new bars are going in there. If you like the old standbys, like your coconut Built Bar, your Rocky Road, your cookies and cream, your double chocolate, grab one of those. It doesn't really matter. Especially because Thanksgiving's coming up. Maybe you want to replace the dessert with a Built Bar so you feel a little bit better about yourself after gorging turkey. Maybe you just aren't a pie guy. Maybe you're not an ice cream guy and you just want something else. They taste like a chocolate bar because they are covered in 100% real chocolate. And a good thing here is that they're low calorie, low carb, low fat, high protein. Most Built Bars are only about 130 calories. They only have 4 grams of sugar with plenty of protein. So you can't really go wrong if you want to just try to be a little bit healthier. Plus, one of your relatives is out of line. You'd be like, here, put this in your mouth and stop talking. Have a Built Bar. They're going to love it. And then maybe they'll buy some too. There's new surprises all month. So there's limited time flavors arriving at built.com. So when you go check out the Black Friday, maybe there's some new bars that you can check out that you've never heard of. Probably just your basic cotton white, but maybe it's something you've never heard of.
Oh, we got new bars this weekend.
We did. Ruby chocolate, some almond caramel joint, which sounds really good. Some key lime, lemon lime pie thing. Sounds really good. You can go check those out and have them. Let us know what you think because we're going to eat them too. So go to built.com, use promo code LOCKED15. And you'll get 15% off your order. Use promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off at built.com. They got to do something with old Mark.
Mark.
Do you think people call him Mark Edward? Or
Eddie.
Do you think people call him Mark Edward? Or do you think they call him Mark?
I don't know. I bet he's one of those guys that no matter how you... Whatever way you say it, he just goes like, no, I go by the other way. And like, it just changes from person to person.
I feel like he's probably an Emmy or a Vlasic. Like he's just a strictly a last name guy.
Mm. Not a last name.
But guys. Well, he's French though. So the French people are like, Marc Edouard.
That's good.
They have lots of hyphenated.
Yeah, I think he's probably a full. Yeah. Cause I only get the full name. Like if my mom is mad at me, you know,
Jonathan.
Yeah. Like I wonder. Yeah.
It's probably Mark Edward. It's hyphenated.
Yeah. Vlasic's mom gets mad at him. Does he get the full name? Anyway.
If anybody knows the Vlasi.
The Vlasi. We need to know this.
Please DM us and let us know. This is a hot pressing information. Also, the weather by. We know you're out there. We have your information.
Please.
Get out.
We just want to talk to the Lord. Talk.
Yeah. We just want to talk. We'll talk to you.
Yeah.
We'll talk to everybody. About your progeny. Yes. we don't really care. We'll talk to anybody. Any other moms out there just come our way. We're mom friendly here. This is borderline and creepy. You're
married. Anyway.
Anyway,
Vlasic is like, I think right now it's just they're holding on until
They're holding on until he disintegrates into the sun.
Well, no, until Knyazhov gets back, but like it's because Hataka's been okay. I think he's young and he needs more playing. Like he needs to be playing.
As much as we wanted him to come in and be good because he looked good leading into the season and stuff like that. He just wasn't good.
That's fine.
And flat out, which happens. Yeah, he's got to go back to the AHL. It's not at the end of the world.
Yeah.
Do you think they add Evander Kane to this team? The report is that he was skating at Sharks Ice away from the team. You're not allowed to do team stuff. But you're allowed to like skate on your own, like at different times. So the reports are that he was there skating. That could just be because he's allowed to. And Bob said decisions need to be made. And I have a feeling that the hockey men are going to be like, well, he served his time and we need to win some games because winning 27 games instead of 24 games is so important.
Yeah, it's
okay. Moving on.
It's going to be bad.
Moving on.
The good RIP, the good vibe Sharks.
The good vibe Sharks died. Oh man, remember those guys? Remember when they beat Toronto and we did a show called All Vibes, No Analysis?
Yeah.
That won't be happening soon. those guys died.
Those guys are dead. Corporate killed them.
How long Corporate Kane came down and tombstone us both. Yes. Corporate, if you're listening, I got two words for you. It's a wrestling reference. How long do we think? So they play Ottawa this week. They should win that game.
Yes. And they play Toronto.
But like, so take out the easy game. When do they get back to like competitive? Because they weren't, have they been, when, how was the last time they were competitive? The Wild game when they won? Sure. But then before that, it was like the Flames game. So it's like two games out of like eight. They're 8-1 right now.
Yeah. The schedule's, does soften up a little bit here, so going into December, because they finish up this homestand and then they play at Chicago, at New Jersey. Both those are winnable games. They play the Islanders, at the Rangers.
The Devils are in a wild card spot, man.
Yeah, but I mean, that was a very competitive game when they played them, and they should, like, they were winning that game until the last 5 minutes of that game. Then they play Columbus, who's been better than expected. Calgary, Minnesota, Dallas, Seattle, Vancouver, bunch of Vancouvers. So
it does soften, but like if they drop like the next four out of the five, next three out of four, like just pack it in.
Especially with the way the Ducks and the Kings have come out, it's gonna be tough, man.
How long are they? Vegas is back in a wild card spot.
Yep.
Obviously, we weren't expecting them to be bad forever. Are we looking at weeks more of this like bad stretch of hockey, or is this just who the Sharks are?
I think it's just who the Sharks are, man. It's unfortunately, you know, like they're just not enough top end guys. And, you know, it's nice seeing like Timo playing well and Carlson playing well, but like, you know, good teams are built on depth, and when your top guys are playing well, but then there's just nothing else behind them that's not contributing. Like,
yep.
That's, they, you know, like, look at like the Wild, like the thing to their success is like Ryan Hartman, who's like their, third or fourth line. Mm-hmm. He's got like 7 goals, you know, like stuff like that. Like that's how good teams win, is when they have that depth scoring. And if you've got top guys are performing and then you're getting in those extra goals from other places, and the Sharks just don't have that right now. I think they're going to have it eventually when you start seeing like your Bortolos and, you know, your Gushins and all these guys start to kind of filter in. But until then, man, That's not this season.
Like the Sharks are currently 23rd. They have 17 points in 17 games.
Point per game, baby.
They're obvious. They're obviously like the Coyotes have 8 points. Seattle has 9. Ottawa has. Remember when Ottawa thought they were going to be good this year?
Remember when everyone thought Seattle was going to the playoffs because
they had no scoring? I'm glad that you and I were both like, they're bad.
Yeah.
And Montreal has 12. The Islanders have 12. The Islanders should pass them eventually. Vancouver's bad. They have 14. Yeah. Chicago's bad. They have 14. Buffalo has 16. Dallas is 16. There we are.
And like the Islanders, too, have also played like the entire season away until now, because they're waiting for their arenas to get finished. So it's like, they kind of have a built-in excuse. Remember the Sharks last year when they started the season on the road for seven months straight? Yeah. So.
Yeah, I think this is who the Sharks are.
Prep them 2022 draft guides.
Yuri Slavkovsky. Let's do it.
Let's do it. Yeah. We need to get Eklund a friend.
He's Slovak, not Swedish.
Who cares? We still need to get Eklund a friend. I don't care where he's from. I just want to get Eklund a friend.
The Lord is his friend.
Yes. I love the Lord.
They shared meatballs.
If the Lord's playing top 1C, we are in.
Oh, Barclay Goodrow 2.0? Hell yeah. Let's do it. The Sharks play the Hurricanes tonight. I'm predicting 4-1, 5-1 for the Hurricanes. James Reimer's in net, though. Revenge game.
I'll go 5-2. We'll say. But Nick Benito's getting his first point tonight.
Okay. And who scores the two goals?
We'll say Timo. Give me a Timo goal. And give me a third line Jasper Weatherby goal. Let's go.
Nice. I'm going with Jonah Gajewicz.
So assisted by Nick Bonino.
No, unassisted.
Poor Bonino.
Man, that's rough. If you would like to share in our misery, you can do that on Twitter at Lockdown Sharks. Facebook, Instagram, Lockdown Sharks. JD puts up all our stuff there. So if you want to DM us or send us a note, please do. You will get that. Subscribe to YouTube. We're at 411. So we're almost at 420. 9 more people to go. Of course, we're going to make jokes about it. How could we not?
For the brand.
Really, we got to go to... Yes, the brand is too sentient. Really, we're trying to get to 1,000 because money. Yeah, we're honest. Remember, corporate, stop listening.
Yes.
If you'd like to listen to us, Spotify, Amazon Music, Apple, Stitcher, Anchor, iHeartRadio, Shade 45, Virgin Radio, Records, we're pressing Records.
Yep.
So that'll be nice to hear our timbre on a nice 45. Is that what it's called?
A 45? I don't know, man.
You're old. Do you remember when the phonograph was invented? If you'd like to ask JD about the phonograph, you can do that at my fry hole on Twitter.
If you want to ask Kyle for snowboarding tips, you can find him.
Trips is correct. I was on my ass a lot.
Yeah, you can find him at Kyle Demetrius. Or if you have tips you want to give Kyle so he's not on his ass the entire time, please. Yeah.
Yes, please. The Aussie girl is very lovely, but clearly wanted to just get away from me.
She's slowly murdering you.
Oh, yeah. She's Australian. What do you mean? Of course, this is all her master plan. Anyway, go Sharks.
Thank you for making us your first listen. This week, guys, we're only going to be doing 3 episodes. So, yeah.
Oh, yeah. We should have said that off the top. Whoops.
Yeah. It's okay. If you've made it this far, you're a true fan. So, 3 episodes this week. So, we'll be doing Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. And then I'm going to enjoy Thanksgiving, and Kyle is going to enjoy Thanksgiving from afar.
I'm going to enjoy myself. Really work on my man-to-hand relationship.
You're going to be doing the sickos meme through the window, watching us Americans enjoy Thanksgiving.
I already had Thanksgiving.
I'm good. Real Thanksgiving's coming up, so.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. Yanksgiving. Yes. Anyway.
Bye, friends.